Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Learn Lao with Parallel Text Short Stories for Beginners by Amit Naseli is a beginner-friendly Lao language reader built around bilingual storytelling. The book uses a parallel text format that places Lao and English side by side, line by line, so learners can follow meaning immediately without relying heavily on a dictionary. To support speaking from the start, it also provides English letter pronunciations for each Lao sentence, helping learners practice sounds and build confidence even before they read Lao script fluently. The collection contains 20 short stories designed for adult beginners and organized as a graded reader. The first half is aligned with an easier stage comparable to CEFR A1, emphasizing simple structures and everyday vocabulary, while the second half moves toward A2 with slightly more complex narratives. Each story ends with a focused vocabulary list to reinforce key words encountered in context. Overall, the book aims to make Lao approachable through engaging, culturally flavored tales rather than drills. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, parallel text reading to reduce friction and speed comprehension. A central feature of the book is its parallel text layout, presenting Lao and English together line by line. For beginners, this design solves a common problem in early reading, constant stopping to look up words. Because the English meaning sits directly beside the Lao text, learners can keep moving through a story while still understanding what is happening. That continuity matters because it turns reading practice into something closer to natural reading, where attention stays on the message rather than on isolated vocabulary items. It also makes pattern recognition easier. Seeing the same idea expressed in both languages repeatedly encourages learners to notice how Lao sentences are built, where key information tends to appear, and how common words behave in context. The stories provide a predictable, low-pressure environment for this noticing. Over time, learners can begin to cover the English side, test themselves, and then quickly confirm meaning. Used this way, the book becomes not just a story collection, but a scaffold for transitioning from translation-dependent reading toward more direct Lao comprehension, all while maintaining motivation through short, manageable texts. Secondly, pronunciation support with English letter renderings for every sentence. The book includes English letter pronunciations for each Lao sentence, which is especially useful for beginners who may not yet be comfortable decoding Lao script. This feature lets learners practice speaking immediately rather than postponing pronunciation until after mastering reading mechanics. In practical terms, it supports read aloud study learners can follow the Lao, glance at the pronunciation guide, and produce the sentence with more confidence. It also helps build a sound to meaning connection, since learners can hear themselves say a line and then understand it through the parallel English. While English letter pronunciations cannot capture every nuance perfectly, they provide an accessible entry point for self-study, particularly when a teacher or audio is not available. Learners can also use the pronunciations as a bridge into the script, gradually relying less on the transliteration as they recognize recurring Lao words and phrases. This dual support, Lao script plus an English letter guide, makes the book friendly to adult beginners who want to start speaking and reading right away without being blocked by unfamiliar writing. Thirdly, graded progression from simpler A1-style stories to more challenging A2-style narratives, rather than presenting stories in a random order. The book is structured as a graded reader. The first 10 stories are positioned at an easier level comparable to CEFR A1, focusing on simple sentence patterns and daily life vocabulary. This gives beginners a controlled environment where they can get repeated exposure to high-frequency words and straightforward structures. After that foundation, the next 10 stories move toward A2 difficulty, where narratives become slightly more complex. The value of this progression is that it creates a sense of momentum. Learners are not just reading separate texts, they are building capacity step by step. A graded sequence also supports measurable learning habits. A reader can track improvement by noticing that later stories require less reliance on the English side, that key phrases recur in new contexts, and that comprehension becomes faster. Importantly, the unit of practice is short stories, which are easier to complete than long chapters, so the learner gets frequent completion and review cycles. That combination of leveling and manageable length is well suited for self-study routines. Fourthly, vocabulary reinforcement through focused end-of-story word lists. Each story concludes with a list of 20 key vocabulary words, giving learners a structured way to review what they have just encountered. This feature matters because story-based learning can sometimes feel enjoyable but unfocused, especially for beginners who want to know what to memorize. By selecting a small set of words per story, the book encourages targeted review without overwhelming the learner. The words are already tied to a context the learner has just read, which improves recall compared to learning from isolated lists. In practice, a learner can use these lists to build flashcards, create short personal sentences, or reread the story while paying attention to those items. the 20-word limit also supports repetition learners can cycle through a story multiple times, aiming to recognize the highlighted vocabulary instantly. Over the full collection, the vocabulary lists create a consistent rhythm, read for meaning, then consolidate. That rhythm can make self-study more reliable because it supplies a built-in routine, reducing the need for the learner to design their own review system from scratch. Lastly, culture-flavored storytelling as a motivation and retention tool. The book frames its language practice inside culturally oriented short stories that aim to reflect aspects of Lao life and spirit, including everyday experiences and a sense of local humor and traditions. For beginners, cultural flavor is not just decoration. It can increase motivation, which is often the deciding factor in whether a learner continues beyond the first weeks. Stories also supply pragmatic context words related to food, social interaction, and daily routines become easier to remember because they belong to a scene rather than to a list. Even when the language remains simple, cultural references can make the reading experience feel like a connection to real people and places, which is valuable for learners preparing for travel, relationships, or long-term study. Because the stories are short, they can be revisited repeatedly, allowing cultural and linguistic details to sink in gradually. In this way, the book positions culture and narrative as memory aids the learner, recalls a situation, and the language tied to that situation comes back with it. That pairing supports both retention and enjoyment. In conclusion, this book is best suited to adult beginners who want a practical, low-friction way to start reading and speaking Lao without getting stuck in heavy grammar study. Learners who enjoy stories, prefer learning through context, or need motivation beyond drills will likely benefit most. The parallel text design offers an immediate comprehension scaffold, while the English letter pronunciations make it easier to practice speaking from the first page, even for those not yet comfortable with the Lao script. The graded structure provides a realistic learning curve. Simpler stories build confidence, then later stories introduce modestly greater complexity, so progress feels tangible. The end of story vocabulary lists give a built-in review system that can be used for spaced repetition, quick quizzes, or rereading goals. Compared with many beginner resources that focus primarily on word lists, dialogues, or isolated exercises, this book stands out by combining three supports in one place: bilingual line-by-line reading, sentence-level pronunciation guidance, and consistent vocabulary reinforcement. It is not positioned as a comprehensive grammar course, but as a guided reading tool that helps learners accumulate vocabulary, internalize basic patterns, and build confidence through repeated exposure. For learners who want to start engaging with Lao text in an enjoyable, structured way, it offers a clear and approachable path. Nominee it. If you would like to support Ahmet Naseli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.